mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. This morning's liturgy has lots of words. As we prepare the bulletins, it's almost overwhelming to keep everything in order, to keep all the words in line, to make sure everything is in its right place. Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, is a Sunday that's filled with images. Images that stretch from that first request of Jesus to have the disciples go find a colt, to the procession, the parade, the throwing down of cloaks, the hosannas, and then the crucifixion. There are a lot of words, and we put a lot of those words in your mouth this morning. You've had opportunity to sing Hosanna. You've had opportunity to say, crucify him. And certainly we are part of both of those crowds. The crowd that welcomes Jesus triumphantly. And the crowd that doesn't really understand who Jesus is. Maybe even part of the crowd that finds his message of compassion and forgiveness and inclusiveness and unconditional love, just so subversive that he has to be crucified. And so somewhere in between Hosanna and crucified, maybe not in between, maybe overarching, lying across the top of all of the words of today, all the images of today, certainly to carry us through this Holy Week, is Paul's admonition. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. See, he doesn't say, let the same mind be in you that was in the people that shouted Hosanna. Because Hosannas are temporary. No matter how much we love Jesus and want to praise him and lift up his name, our hosannas will always fall short. That's why next year, just before Ash Wednesday, we're going to burn the palms again. Because our hosannas don't save us. Our hosannas in the long run are just dust. But Paul continues with the rest of the good news. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited. You see, Jesus always had all the power. The people got a little taste of it, just a little taste, when he fed 5,000. taste. When he healed the blind. When he raised Lazarus from the dead. But that wasn't where his real power was. His real power isn't going to really make sense to us this side of heaven. But his real power was in that he emptied himself. The Prince of Peace, the ruler of the universe, had all power in the world available to him. Emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. He didn't grasp the power. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Even death on the cross. And that message to us who are Christians sometimes also falls flat. Well, of course, he was Jesus. He had to do the cross. But what if your best friend, who was the kindest, purest, most loving, gentle person you have ever met, was sentenced to execution? Does it make sense? The cross doesn't make sense. But because of the cross, because Jesus emptied himself, willingly took on that pain and punishment, therefore, God also highly exalted him. It was in emptying himself where his true power became real. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee, not just the ones in churches, not just the ones who are a specific brand of churches, but every knee. You see, this is God's doing, not ours. Every knee. In heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Let that message fill your heart. Let it work on your soul. Let it become part of the air you breathe as we go through this Holy Week and as we rejoice next Sunday at Easter. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.